Hello, it is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you registered to vote as Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the next primary Democrat for President, Congress, and Senate? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
What date is the primary?
Oh, it's for the primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024.
I'm going to vote for it.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your race?
What's my race? I'm white.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, I'm not.
Thank you. And in what year were you born, just for statistical purposes?
I'm not going to tell you.
It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 means a very cold and unfavorable feeling about that person, and 100 a very warm and favorable feeling. You can use any number from 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. And let's start with Ravi Bala, mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress.
I don't know.
You don't,
I don't
know. Okay. What about Stephen Fallop?
100.
100. Thank you so much. And the next one, Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate.
50.
Thank you. The next one, Andy Kim, South Jersey U.S. Congressman and candidate for the U.S. Senate.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. The next one is Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for the U.S. Senate.
Candidate for U.S. what?
For the U.S. Senate.
Oh, I don't know her.
Thank you. The next one, Joe Biden, President of the United States.
100.
Thank you. The next one, Rob Menendez, U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress.
100.
Thank you, sir. And the next one, Phil Murphy, Governor of New Jersey.
100.
Thank you so much. And when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
I don't know, but he's very good.
Thank you so much. And would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
100.
Okay. So you will say that you strongly approve?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And if the Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim?
Bob, I'm voting for Bob Menendez.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Ravi Bala, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you, sir. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
A little bit.
Thank you. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're getting confused with Bob and Rob. I'm getting confused with Bob and Rob.
Okay.
I have not followed closely.
I'm sorry?
I have not followed closely.
Oh, you're not following. Okay. Thank you so much. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. The first one says, there is no way the Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings. Would you say you agree or disagree with that statement?
Look, I don't know. I have no knowledge. I don't know. I'm voting for Rob Menendez, period. Okay, put me down. He's terrific. Just put me down. I'm voting for Rob Menendez.
Thank you, sir. We will continue with the questions. The next statement says, Congressman Rob is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
That's not true. I disagree.
So you disagree. Okay, would you say that you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you, sir. The next one. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong.
He is not involved. I'm going to vote for Rob Menendez, okay? You can put me down for that, okay?
Yeah, I understand, but...
I'm voting for Rob Menendez.
Okay, thank you.
I like him very much. I don't know anything. I haven't been following Bob Menendez, but I like Rob Menendez very much. I think he's doing a terrific job.
Okay, perfect. So we do appreciate your opinion about that. Is there any way that I can call you back later so we can continue with the survey?